Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you for a service like this. Thank you for lives touched, destinies changed. Thank you for the privilege of fellowship. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I had assumed that we made more arrangement this Sunday than the other Sunday. Obviously, we'll have to multiply service if we have to do a service like this. But please, you can leave a passageway and let everybody, people sit wherever there is space. I can't believe that the gallery up is totally filled to the back. If there is space there, please let the people go up there. This was the kind of problem we had in the rear one that brought us here. Okay, they are trying to confirm to me that gallery is filled to the back. Alright, it is well. So, I'm going to try my best to be as fast as possible so that those who are standing don't remain standing. But in case you are standing outside, I want to let you know that right there, God is there with you. And if you can find anything to sit at all, in the days of Jesus, they sat on the floor, sat on grass, sat on everything. Just find anywhere possible. We trust God that next time, we'll try our best to make it better. All right. I believe it's a good problem. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. All that we can... Yeah, that's right. Anywhere you can find to sit, just find the place to sit. And then please ensure that there is sound everywhere. All around. Was there sound outside? Those of you who went outside. There is sound. All right. Well, let's just give the Lord again another big clap and a shout of praise. Somebody who believes you are about to be blessed in all things, give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Again, you believe that you are about to be blessed in all things. I hope we can reduce the echo a bit. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Genesis chapter 24 and in verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, or seek to know God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All things answer to the knowledge of God. So I am speaking on the subject, the blessing of knowing God. Excellent. We did that during the crossover night. So, the blessing of knowing God. Our objective this morning, number one, is to understand the supremacy of knowing God. To understand the supremacy of knowing God, number two, understanding the benefits of knowing God. Understanding the supremacy of knowing God. Number two, understanding the benefits of knowing God. Number three, understanding the way to the knowledge of God. Understanding the way to the knowledge of God. By way of introduction, scriptures make it clear, makes three things clear. It makes it clear that light or knowledge, light equals knowledge. Light or knowledge will produce three basic results. Number one, light knowledge is the secret of action. Arise, shine. Light, which is knowledge, is the secret of action. Number two, light or knowledge is the secret of distinction. Arise, shine. And number three, light or knowledge is the secret of glorification. Light, knowledge is the secret of action. Light, knowledge is the secret of distinction. Light or knowledge is the secret of glorification. Somebody say amen. Somebody say action. Say it louder, action. Again, say it, action. Distinction. Glorification. Knowledge generally will make people rise. Knowledge generally will make people shine. Knowledge generally will step people into the realm of glory. But listen to this. There are many kinds of knowledge. What are the kinds of knowledge you have? You might have intellectual knowledge. Second, scientific knowledge. Third, financial knowledge. You see, there are people who know how to make money, but they didn't go to school. That's financial knowledge. They know how to make money. There is intellectual knowledge, scientific knowledge, financial knowledge, artistic knowledge. He knows how to dance. He knows how to sing. He knows how to paint. Artistic knowledge. He may not go to school. There is combat knowledge. He knows how to fight. He may not have gone to school. There is religious knowledge. He is religious, not necessarily that he knows God. So there is intellectual knowledge, scientific knowledge, financial knowledge, artistic knowledge, combat knowledge, religious knowledge. There is occultic knowledge. People who know the dark world, they have knowledge of the dark kingdom. But the highest form of knowledge is divine knowledge. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God, it beats all of this. Now there are a few things I want to let you know about the knowledge of God. Number one. Number eight is divine knowledge. There are a few things you need to know about the knowledge of God. First, it doesn't matter what or who you don't know. If you know God, you know so much. And it doesn't matter who or what you know. If you don't know God, you don't know anything. Say that again. It doesn't matter who or what you don't know. If you know God, you know too much. And it doesn't matter who or what you know. If you don't know God, you know nothing. It doesn't matter who or what you don't know. If you know God, you know too much. And it doesn't matter who or what you know. If you don't know God, you know nothing. Number two. The one who knows God is at a higher level of living than the one who only knows people. The one who knows God is at a higher level of living than the person who only knows people. The person who knows God is at a higher level of living than the person who only knows people. There are those who boast in the knowledge of people. I know the president, I know the governor, I know this and that. But when you know God, you are at a higher level of knowledge. Number three. The struggle to genuinely know God is the end of every other struggle of life. The struggle to genuinely know God is the end of every other struggle of life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The struggle to genuinely know God is the end of every other struggle in life. I prophesy and announce to somebody here today, you are at the end of your struggles of life in the name of Jesus. Number five or four. The knowledge of God is inexhaustible. The more we know him, the more we realize how much we don't know him. The knowledge of God is inexhaustible. The more you know him, the more you realize that you don't know him. Scripture says his knowledge is beyond comprehension. What will that do for you? The more you know him, the more you realize that you don't know him. So it imparts humility. It imparts a desperate, continuous hunger for God. You are humble. You are permanently hungry for God. Because you know you don't know him. Listen to this. The man who is proud of his knowledge of God does not really know God. Anytime you see anybody who is proud of his knowledge of God, that person does not really know God. The knowledge of God is inexhaustible. The more we know him, the more we realize how much we don't know him. Number five. The knowledge of God is in degrees. We don't all know God to the same degree. The knowledge of God is in degrees. And we don't all know God to the same degree. What is the meaning of this to you? The degree of him we know. Alright, let me take that as number six. The knowledge of God is in degrees. We do not all know him to the same degree. That leads us to number six. The degree of God we know determines the degree of his glory we reflect. The degree of God we know determines the degree of his glory we reflect. We don't all know God at the same level. So we don't reflect his glory at the same level. The degree of God we know determines the degree of his glory we reflect. Hallelujah. Counselor, ushers, is it possible for some people to sit on some of the steps. In the real one, in those days, people stood on the at the edge of the wall, ran. So just do everything to make sure everybody. Finally, number 7. And I want you to know this very important. The knowledge of God may initially bring you rejection from men, but it will eventually bring you distinction from God. The knowledge of God may initially bring you rejection from men, but it will eventually bring you distinction from God. Human beings may hate you because they think you are too spiritual, but eventually it will cause you to stand out in your generation. It happened to Joseph. Listen to this. Those who know God are known by God and cannot be unknown on the earth. If you know God, you are known by God, and you cannot be unknown in the earth. Those who know God are known by God and can never be unknown in the earth. Today, I prophesy to someone here, every trace of hatred you are experiencing because of your knowledge of God, I declare it is arrested right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers amen. Question I'm going to ask and answer very quickly is, what are the benefits of the knowledge of God? What are the dividends of the knowledge of God? Number 1, Daniel 11:32, the people that do know their God shall be strong. Number 1 benefit is supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. When you know God, you are supernaturally strengthened to handle the devil. Supernatural strength. Unbeatable strength. Strength that makes it impossible for you to be beaten in battle. That makes it impossible for you to be a victim of the devil. That makes it impossible for you to turn back for any battle. Supernatural strength. I declare that shall be somebody's portion in Jesus' name. Number 2, existence in exploits. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Existence in exploits. That is, your life commands attention. Your results command attention. Attention commanding results. You are not the one that is being exploited. You live in the realm of exploits. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You do record-breaking things. Record-breaking things. Record-setting things. This place we are seated here was a record. It's a record-breaking thing. A record-setting thing. You live in the realm of results that command generational attention. I believe somebody here is stepping into that realm. And if you are the one, you say aloud, amen. Number 3 is existence in revival. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. When we know the Lord, he comes to us as the rain. Your life is irrigated. Your life is saturated. Your life is overwhelmed with the rain of revival, the rain of refreshing. You move about as a mobile revival. Existence in revival. Number four, existence in fulfillment. Existence in fulfillment. Existence in fulfillment. Have you seen Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 3? Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 3. Sorry, verse 23. He said, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man be excited or boast or be proud of his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. Don't beat your chest because you have PhD. Don't beat your chest because of what you know. Don't beat your chest because of your power. Don't beat your chest because of your money. If you ever have to beat your chest because you know me. Am I communicating? The meaning of that is, the knowledge of God will give you what money cannot give you. The knowledge of God will give you what money cannot give you. The knowledge of God will give you what power cannot give you. The knowledge of God will give you what education cannot give you. What your wisdom cannot give you. Am I speaking to somebody here? I announce to somebody here, what your education cannot give you, what your connection cannot give you, what your physical ability cannot give you, is about to be released to you by the knowledge of God. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Him. My hope in Him shall never fail. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm sure you can hear the beat. Satisfied with Him. My hope in Him. About your money. Don't boast about your education. Don't boast about your power. Don't boast about your connection. Glory in your knowledge of God. Hallelujah. What will the knowledge of God do for us? Existence in joy and fulfillment. Number five, supernatural power. Supernatural power. That I may know Him and the power. That I may know Him and the power. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. What is the difference between supernatural strength and supernatural power? Supernatural strength is the spiritual stamina to make you face and finish the devil. Supernatural power is the capacity to walk in the miraculous and the extraordinary. Am I communicating? Capacity to walk in the miraculous and the extraordinary. Where things that cannot be explained happen around your life. Am I communicating? Weird things that cannot be, that is not medically or scientifically explained, becomes your result. Supernatural strength means witches came against you, you kill them, you flood them. The devil came against you, you collapse him. That is, you are equal to every task. But power means that results are happening, manifestations are happening that are not explainable. I see somebody step into the realm of the supernatural, the realm of the miraculous. I see somebody begin to see results that nobody can explain around your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Supernatural power is number 5. Please sit down. Number 6 is divine preservation. The knowledge of God causes you to be preserved. Divine preservation. Psalm 91 verse 14. Psalm 91 and in verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I will deliver him. He has known my name. God delivers people who know his name. Rescue from danger, rescue from disaster, protection against evil is a benefit of the knowledge of God. Number 7 is multiplied grace. Multiplied grace. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God multiplies grace. You become a candidate for diversities of graces, diversities of giftings, diversities of manifestation. Your life is just that. You can't even be classified like David. You can't say whether he's a psalmist or an instrumentalist or a singer or a king or a priest or a prophet. Anything you wanted David to be, he could be. Diversities of grace. Paul the apostle was like that. Paul the apostle was the one who said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul was a teacher, he was a pastor, he was an evangelist, he was an apostle, he was a prophet, he moved in the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the sign of spirit, all the gifts of the spirit. Paul the apostle was literally everywhere. The knowledge of God makes you multifaceted. It brings you to a point where almost everything is God gives the expression of himself through you in diverse ways. I prophesy to somebody here, the knowledge of God is going to bring out dimensions of your life that you are not yet aware of. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. It's going to bring out dimensions of yourself that you are not yet aware of. And finally, number 8 is multiplied peace. Multiplied peace. Multiplied peace. Grace and peace be multiplied. There are 2 dimensions of peace. Number 1 dimension of peace is freedom from anxiety, crisis, and conflict. Or freedom from anxiety, crisis, or tension. That's 1 dimension of peace. Freedom from anxiety, freedom from Christ, from tension. The 2nd dimension of peace is the abundance of resources. The word peace in the Old Testament is the same word as shalom, which is the same word as prosperity. It's translated in both ways throughout scripture. It's the abundance of resources. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. That is peace. That is why God brought Abraham to the point where he blessed him in all things. When you look around you, everything is working. When you look around your life, nothing is missing. Am I communicating here at all? I announce to somebody here that peace is your portion. Let me just declare this for somebody here who is here for a blessing Sunday. I announce to you today, by the instructions you have just received, you are stepping into the dimension of supernatural strength such as you have not had before. If you heard anything and you think it belongs to you, your own amen will be louder than the rest. Somebody who is stepping into the realm of exploits, and I prophesy that to be so, you shout the loudest amen. Somebody whose life has been dry for a while, and you are stepping into dimensions of revival, and you believe so, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who is stepping out of depression and stepping out of frustration by the knowledge of God, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who is about to walk in power, supernatural power, miraculous power, power for the unusual, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who believes that no devil can cut you short before your time, you believe you shall fulfill your days, shout the loudest amen. Somebody who is about to begin to manifest diverse dimensions of graces, dimensions of graces, dimensions of grace, shout the loudest amen. And for somebody who believes that the days of battle in your life are over, you will shout the loudest amen. And I prophesy to you right now, wherever you are, that battle is over today. That battle is over today. The season of shortage, everything lacking, everything missing, something is not there in your life, that season is over today. Especially as you give yourself over to the practice of the covenant, that season of shortage is over today. You are saying amen, say louder amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. Give the Lord a big shout of praise as you take your seat. In the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly. What is the way of the knowledge of God? How do we know God? Number one, we know God in His Word. In His Word. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 27. 1 Samuel 3 and in verse 27. He said, the Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh. 21. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. God uses His word to reveal Himself. As you step into the word, He connects you with who He is in His word. Number two, we know God at the place of prayer. We know God at the place of prayer. Second Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 18, He said, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We know God at the place of prayer, at the place of communion. Psalm 17, verse 15. Psalm 17 and in verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. When we go to the place of prayer and we commune with God and we speak with God, we know Him. The easiest way to know a person is to talk with them. When you talk to them, they share out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaks. We know God in His word. We know God at the place of prayer. Number three, we know God in the sanctuary. We know God in the sanctuary. We know God. We know Him in the sanctuary. We know God in the sanctuary. Number one was what? Number two, at the place of prayer number 3 in the sanctuary. Psalm 77 verse 13. Psalm 77 verse 13. The Bible said, thy way, thy way, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. That is why no matter how spiritual you are, you cannot avoid the sanctuary. There are dimensions of God reserved for you as you come in the assembly of the people. Either in the course of the preaching of the word, or just right in the sanctuary. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. We know God in the sanctuary. Number four. We know him through his ordained instruments or ordained instructors. We know him through his ordained instructors. In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20, though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ear shall hear a voice, a word behind the saying, and that's the voice of God. This is the way, walk ye in it. As I pay attention to the voice of my teachers, the voice of God, the knowledge of God comes through that voice. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, we saw how that happened to Samuel. Samuel thought it was Eli that was calling him, but God was using the voice of his teacher to make himself known. And the Lord came and stood and called us at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak for thy servant heareth, because he had received the instruction. The Bible said the word of the Lord was not yet made known unto Samuel until Eli instructed him in the way of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5, we saw how King Uzziah got to pursue God through the instruction of Zechariah the prophet in those days. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. God passes through his instruments, instructors, ordained servants, to make himself known to his generation. He made his ways known to Moses. And through Moses, he made his acts known to the children of Israel. Psalm 103 verse 7. Through Moses, he made his ass, a dimension of himself, known to the children of Israel. This is very, very important. That is why there is a limit to which many of us can go if we fail to surrender and submit accurately under prophetic covering. There are dimensions we may not be able to access by ourselves in God until God helps us through his ordained and anointed servants. We know him, finally, number 5, through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. John chapter 15 and in verse 26. John 15, 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. He will reveal me to you. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will show you who I am. He will give you a revelation of who I am. No wonder he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 9 first. He said, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the spirit, the things of God, knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. That same Spirit of God that is in us helps us. Now, look at that, verse 12 now. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, and that we might actually know the things of God by the same Spirit. Somebody say aloud, amen. So, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, when we are speaking in tongues and all of that, we are not just wasting our time. We are plowing depths in God. We are getting access into the knowledge of God that we couldn't have gotten otherwise. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say it loud, amen.
Now, having said all of this, the way of knowing God, what are the keys?
These are the ways of knowing God. But what are the keys? I'll give you just two of them.
Number one is desperation. Desperation. That is, I am desperate for you. I want to know you. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then shall we know.
Then shall we know. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Desperation. 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 God will not bother you with what does not bother you. Desperation. That is number one. Number two is supplication. That is where you come to the place of prayer and you are actually telling God, I want to know you. Supplication. Supplication. In the book of Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable unto his death. I want to know him. I want to know you. Oh Lord, reveal yourself to me. Show me yourself. Reveal yourself to me. Today, God is about to show himself to somebody. If you are that person, you say aloud, amen. If you are that person, you say aloud, amen. If you are that person, you shout the loudest, amen. If you are that person, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. Lift up your two hands and let's begin in praise to God. Let's worship him, let's honor him. Let's adore him, let's magnify him. Let's glorify him, honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands before God and say, Father.
Father.
I have come to you today.
I
want to know you.
I want to know you.
Show me.
The revelation.
Of who you are.
Of who you are.
Father.
Father.
Take me to that place.
Where I will know.
That you are God.
Reveal yourself
to me, O Lord.
Unveil yourself
to me, O Lord.
Show me, Lord,
that side of yourself
that I don't yet know.
Open your mouth and speak to God.
Jesus.
Lift your two hands and say, Father.
Father.
Say it loud and say, Father,
Father,
that I may know you
and the power
of your resurrection.
Show me, Lord,
the dimension
of yourself
that I don't know yet.
Show me, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Jesus' name. In the book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. 26 verse 9.
With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. As we pursue you, grant us access to your judgments in our nation, so that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Father, let your righteous judgment answer in our nation, in this season, in all realms, so the inhabitants of the world can learn righteousness. Is that a good prayer?
Lift your hands and say, Father, let your righteous judgment answer in every facet of our nation, so the inhabitants of the world can learn righteousness. Say, Father, let your righteous judgment answer in every facet of our nation, so the inhabitants of the world can learn righteousness. Open your mouth and pray. Pray.
Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us. You believe that? Say amen.
My birthday gift that I asked God to give me, number one, the major one, is that God will give you what you ask Him. It will answer your expectations. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And the number one expectation of anybody here today will be to have a relationship that is correct with God. Anywhere you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me. And say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Anywhere you are in the main sanctuary, the overflows, the gallery, everywhere. All our locations around the world. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Calm down on that instrument. Make me a new person. Say it louder. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.